Just a short while ago, late this afternoon, that I recalled that it was Thanksgiving. Someone told me they had turkey for lunch, and I suddenly remembered that today is Thanksgiving, and I'm going to go have turkey for dinner.
Correspondent Baker says most offices staffed by Americans were closed for the day in South Vietnam. A strong earthquake has been recorded in Berkeley, California. The scientists say it probably was somewhere in Central America. More meetings going on in Cairo this morning. Correspondent John Cooley in Cairo tells us...
There's no indication as to whether there's a meeting of minds or not. The ruling political party here, the Arab Socialist Union, has been discussing the whole matter, and they're continuing to have meetings on it, but no indication of the result.
Correspondent Cooley says Nasser is hoping some way can be found to cool down student demonstrators. 16 have been killed in Egypt during demonstrations this past week. Public enemy number one, arrested by J. Edgar Hoover himself on kidnapping charges. Alvin Karpus was sentenced to life in 1936. Now he's to be released from prison and deported to Canada. That's the report making contemporary news.
This is a very straight sell about a very straight product. Bayer aspirin. If you get a headache or muscular aches, you want relief, right? So why take Bayer aspirin? Aspirin is the strongest pain reliever you can buy. That's a fact. And Bayer is 100% aspirin, nothing else. Ask your pharmacist. We figure when you've got a good thing going, why mess with it? So if you're not making it because of a headache, get by with a little help from a friend. Bayer aspirin, you know.
Now WLSFM begins separate programming. WLSFM operates on a federally assigned frequency of 94.7 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for the latest news and Don McNeil with his Breakfast Club show. And at 8 a.m., WLSFM begins stereo broadcasting.
Room atop the Hotel Allerton on Chicago's Magnificent Mile, coast to coast and around the world, it's the Don McNeil Show. And here's Don.
Welcome to you. Welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, be thankful that this show only lasts an hour. You know, if you just want something to be thankful for right at the beginning of the day, I just might ask the people who we have assembled here this morning what they have to be thankful for. See what they have to say. This is the day to forget your diet. The trouble with these big Thanksgiving dinners is you eat one and 3 days later you're hungry again. Yeah, so do your best, huh? Goodman plays just like I taught him, doesn't he?
Yeah,
successful pupil of Don McNeil.
Yep. Yes, sir.
He and Pete Fountain, all of them.
Whenever I see an ad for cake that says like Grandma used to make, or one for chowder or cheese fondue, or pie or dumplings or what have you, in short, when anything for the table is tritely tagged with the Grandma label, I issue myself a stern command forbidding myself to buy this brand. Such ads, regardless of how they try, get naught from me but the jaundiced eye. Why do I give them a scornful look? My grandma was a lousy cook. yeah. It's easy to read something like that. It's hard to say it because it ain't true, of course. I bet it wasn't true in your case either. Well, What have you to be thankful for, Kathy Taylor? I say to you as you walk up to yon microphone, putting on the earphones as you go.
Well, I have a wonderful family back in L.A., and I just acquired a new little niece. I have 6 nieces and nephews. I'm thankful for them. And, well, I'm thankful for the profession I'm in. I would hate to be sitting in an office all day as a stenographer or whatever, because I just like to have freedom. And within this type of business, of show business, you have many, many jobs. And I'm thankful for that. And thankful that I've been on this show as long as I have.
Well, that's very nice. See, you will find, though, if you're in the show business a long, long time, as some of us are, that the freedom to pick your job also includes the freedom to be out of work at various times during your career.
True, true.
Yeah. but it's a great life. So let's hear you sing, Kathy. Yeah. I can't comment on that one.
Did you sing along?
Huh?
Did you sing along?
I thought you did what you did very well, but I thought it was one of the worst songs I ever heard.
Oh, not much the lyric content, is
no,
there?
No,
not too
no.
Deep.
No, no. I wouldn't say so.
You never did find out what he said.
No, but what you did with what you had to work with, I thought you did very well.
Oh.
Well, chances are a lot of you are getting about that time. Thanksgiving turkey ready for the oven? All right. Did you ever wonder what that turkey might be thinking?
Huh?
Leave us listen to a couple of turkeys talking as they are being prepared for the oven.
Oh. Hey, Gertrude. What do you want, Tom? Don't you feel kind of silly lying here on our backs?
I sure do, but I was sure glad to get out of that refrigerator.
Ooh, boy, me too. Wonder how they'd feel lying in there all night with their feathers off.
Ooh, I sure feel stuffed.
Yeah, me too.
How about you?
Yep. I know how they're going to feel after dinner.
Well, if my legs weren't crossed, I'd run out of here.
No, don't try it. They've got a big dog. That's him now. Oh, he's a mean one.
Same two turkeys just after they came out of the oven.
Gertrude, how lovely you look in your tan.
Well, so do you, Tom, like you're just back from Florida.
Don't look now, but I think they're going to use that electric knife.
Oh, I hate those things. They tickle.
Oh, yes. I like that old, dull carving knife better. If you don't flex your muscles, it slides right off.
I know. Well, if you ask me, this whole thing is a pain in the neck.
Yes, indeed. So, Yeah. So was that whole skip. Speaking of a pain in the neck, hear this. Gals, I've got a hunch this is something you'll be glad to hear about because, in my opinion, it is one of the most meaningful advances in painkillers since they discovered aspirin. If you're one of the many who suffer from arthritis or long-lasting muscular pain, I think you ought to know about Measurin. It is the first pain reliever with a built-in second dose. In other words, instead of every 4 hours, you take Measurin just once every 8 hours, and yet it's safe and gentle when used as directed. The idea is Measurin contains twice the regular amount of aspirin, but in a timed release form. Some goes to work right away, some later on. You can take it at bedtime, and a second dose releases while you sleep. Then in the morning, it helps you wake without stiffness from arthritis and other aches and pains. That's the whole story. Now, when you want hours of relief from minor pains of arthritis or other long-lasting pain, give Measurin a try. Measurin. The first pain reliever with a built-in second dose. I think you'd be glad you tried it.
For the next week or so, up here in the clouds room, it'll be just packed, jammed, overflowing. And the reason is the big international livestock show that starts Friday at the International Amphitheater. We always have a great many people from there visit us. Runs from November 29th through Saturday, December 7th. One of the attractions there is the horse show and the rodeo. And this year, the horse show and rodeo will feature, I understand, the Western Airs. And, of course, the next question is, what is a Western Air? Well, I guess we can't find that out unless we ask a couple of them. And these two are the Coffee Sisters, Susan and Kathy. Which is which?
I'm Susie.
Gotta be. She's the other one. Kathy. Gotta be. Yeah. All right. Coffee. One of the fellows here in the organization hopes I'm going to ask you which one of you coffees is the sweetest, but I'll be darned if I'll do anything that corny. What are the Western Airs?
The Western Airs is a riding group from Golden, Colorado. It's a drill team, and we're sending 30 of our top riders here to the Chicago International to ride for them. And we're going to feature many of our big acts, like Riding Through Fire and Coming Through Smoke and our Torch of Liberty at the very end. And we'll have cogwheels, and then for special features, we'll have a trick rider. Cindy McCluskey will ride trick riding, and then we'll have trick ropers. And we'll have Kathy and I are singers, and we'll be here. And then
You don't ride?
Oh, yes, we ride. But we aren't going to be able to ride in this show. Not here. We have to get back home for shows back in Colorado. But we're sending 30 of our top ones here to ride.
Did you ever ride through fire?
No, sir, I haven't.
Ever ride through smoke?
Yes, sir, I have.
You've been in Chicago, then?
You'll see when my wife burns a roast.
Yeah. Let's see here. Have you got a couple? Do you have slogans in your group? Do I understand this correctly?
Oh, yes, we have many.
For example?
One of them is, we go by juvenile decency and not juvenile delinquency.
What's another one?
Our other slogan is, don't do anything that you can't do yourself. And you'd probably be able to do it better. Don't ask anyone else to do anything that you can't do.
Go over that again. Don't do anything that you can't do yourself because you could do it better?
Yeah. That's right.
It takes longer.
That's right. It takes a little while to get all the words out for the slogan. They get kind of twisted around.
She kind of talks like I do now.
Yeah.
You can't understand exactly.
Do you own your own horse?
Yes, sir, I do. I have a little quarter horse, a little strawberry roan. All our horses are out in Colorado on a ranch we own.
That's cheap for a horse.
I thought
that
was just a thing that Gene Autry sang. Oh, my strawberry roan. Is it really a horse?
There is such a thing, right?
Strawberry roan.
Oh, yes, there's strawberry roan. We've got one.
Spend a quarter for a horse. That's not very expensive at all.
Don't explain it to him, anybody. Let him sit there in his ignorance. What kind of a rider do you think Arthur Godfrey is?
Oh, I suppose he's a pretty good rider. I've seen him on a couple of his movies, and I would say he's a pretty good rider.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen him. I'll have to wait till I see him ride.
I see. Have you... you've seen a lot of movies. What do you think of the way they ride in those movies? What do you think of Roy Rogers?
Oh, Roy Rogers. He's my favorite. He's a fabulous rider. But the cowboys out here are terrible. The cowboys are the very worst riders I've ever seen. They're terrible. They really are.
Your sister is poking you.
Well, that's because she likes the cowboys. I like them too, but I don't like the way they ride.
Do you agree with her?
Oh, I don't know. I've run into a few cowboys that knew how to ride. You don't have to be a Westerner to know how to ride.
Well, I'm sure that it's going to be a delightful...
Do they ride around barrels and things like that?
No, we don't. We're a drill team.
I was going to offer my services as one of the barrels.
Yeah. In the Westerners, we send in about 26 to 28 riders, and we do a precision drill for 10 minutes.
I see.
And in this 10 minutes, you can see more than you could almost see in the ice follies in a half hour, because it's very fast, very dashing, and it's a big performance for 10 minutes.
Do ladies ride side saddle anymore?
We have an act that the ladies ride side saddle.
Uh-huh.
But we're mostly Western. We do have one act that is side saddle.
I haven't seen a side saddle since I was a kid. That was just a couple of years ago, you know.
They're really fun.
Well, I suppose you haven't ridden side saddle in some time.
No, I haven't.
No. Well, it's
only
been...
on my bike.
Nice talking to the Coffee Sisters, and lots of luck to you at the International Livestock Exposition. Be looking for you out there. Thank you. Well, now, continuing in the same high-class vein, I see the next musical number is by Stubby and the Buccaneers.
Great. I got up early to wait on this.
Did you? Well, you're in the minority, but then...
It's not often we can get a disc jockey of your caliber to play one of our records, you know, without paying for it.
Well, that's right. What makes you think this is free?
Gee, I wish you hadn't said that.
There must be some reason for us to schedule Never Take Away My Guitar by Stubby and the Buccaneers.
Other day banging his guitar. He sure could play then in a great big voice, so loud and strong. He'd start to sing this funny song. You can't have my money. You can't have my car. You can't have my honey.
Never take away my guitar.
No, no, never take away my guitar.
Beard, cauliflower ears, man, he looked weird. That happy guy sure loved the song. That's all he'd sing the whole night long.
You can't have my money. You can't have my car. You can't have my honey. But never, never take away my guitar. No, no, never take away my guitar.
How'd you like that, Stubby?
Oh, Don, my wife thanks you, my children thank you, and I thank you.
All right, that was...
That's the best I ever heard, and I've been to Indianapolis a couple times.
Well, there's an answer for that, but we're on the air. What do you think of drumsticks, I asked a barnyard bird. He grinned a turkey grin, and then he answered me this word. They're good to eat, they're good to beat. But sure as I am living, they're best to run away with the week before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Now we come to our hymn time with Bob Newkirk.
The mountains high and the birds that sing proclaim that God is in everything, in every star. The sun so fair. Yes, God is everywhere. To be with God and to know that He colors of life, the joy and pain, to know he walks with me.
Brings us to our moment of silent prayer, in which I always ask you, each in his own words, each in his own way, for a free world united in peace. Let us bow our heads and pray. Amen. Memory time on this Thanksgiving Day, we look back at 1952, one of the busiest years in Breakfast Club history. In our own chartered plane, we made a flying tour of the South in January, first stop St. Louis. I remember Stan the Man Musial was our guest on the broadcast of that day, and he reminded us that St. Louis in 1952 was first in shoes, first in booze, and last in the American League. Boy, what a change, huh?
Next stop was Louisville, where Pee Wee King sang up a storm with us, and Sam greeted all of his relatives. It was a very touching sight. Sam was in tears. That is, he put the touch on all of them and never got a nickel.
Yeah, the next day in Nashville, the state's governor joined us on the show and sang Tennessee Waltz. Sam danced with Minnie Pearl, remember?
Yeah.
The fourth day found us in Birmingham, surrounded by beauty.
Well, thank you very much.
22 candidates for the title of Miss Southern Accent for Birmingham Southern College. They were so pretty, we voted for all of them. And it was a rainy morning. We packed even the standing room in the auditorium with loyal Birmingham breakfast clubbers.
Next day found us in Atlanta, flying over Stone Mountain on the way in. And seeing the river there, Sam wrote his first big song hit, which was titled,
I'm Getting Kind of Poochie Since I Crossed the Chattahoochee.
Yeah, that was a dandy.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta turned out to be another jam-packed auditorium for our broadcast, and then on to Jacksonville for the weekend. We loved Jacksonville, and Sam walked all around the place, as we did we all. And on Sunday, we were hosted at Jim Stockton's Hunting Lodge for a turkey shoot and a barbecue. And on Monday morning, we broadcast again from Jacksonville. Our special guest was a shrimp boat captain, so naturally, Patsy Lee sang Shrimp Boats Are Coming to Him.
The following day found us in St. Petersburg for a broadcast, and then in the afternoon, a baseball game with the teams of the Kids and the Cubs, whose players are 75 years old or older. And even with Sam catching and Aunt Fanny pitching, we still lost to those Ulsters.
We got slaughtered. Every player in that team was 75 years or older, and they just slaughtered us. Our special special guest was the late Connie Mack, I remember, the grand old man of baseball. Then we went over to Miami in the windup of our fast 8 days of broadcasting. And arriving back in Chicago, we found Jerry Lewis as our guest. And I remember one thing he did on that program. Don Dodd was standing there reading a Swift commercial. Jerry Lewis took out his cigarette lighter and lit the commercial as Don was reading it.
Later in 1952, we took an eastern tour of five cities, including Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, and New York. And in Baltimore, speaking of fire, the theater caught fire at 3 a.m. We went on the air at 8 with borrowed equipment and in a borrowed theater.
That's right. Patsy Lee left us in 52 to be a housewife and mother, and pretty Peggy Taylor joined us from Hollywood. So tomorrow, let's get into 1953.
There's lots more of the Don McNeil Show to come on the American Entertainment Radio Network, so don't go away. We'll be back.
Maybe you're looking for kicks and you figure, it's my life, right? But there are plenty of people who've tried it, and they'll tell you what can happen. Kicks can turn you into somebody you won't even like. Be smart. Stay away from the life that can turn you into an unpleasant stranger. Make your life the best one possible. Your religious faith can show you how. Worship this week, and then put faith to work in your life.
WLS-FM in Chicago, 94.7.
Paul Harvey, news and comment, brought to you by new Schick Kronachrome blades for new shaving comfort beyond the super stainless. And now substituting for Paul Harvey, here is Art Van Horn.
And a good morning to you from New York City. It's evening in Vietnam now, and you can rest assured that every single man has had turkey for his Thanksgiving dinner. That is, unless he was in a foxhole under fire, and of course there were some of those. There was some heavy fighting along the Cambodian border. 255 of the enemy reported killed in five separate engagements today and yesterday. U.S. casualties light. The Swiss government has arrested two executives of the largest manufacturer of arms in Switzerland, charges them with illegal shipments of weapons to Israel, Egypt, and Nigeria. The family and President-elect Richard Nixon joins the family of General Eisenhower at Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington today. The general won't actually eat Thanksgiving dinner with them, but the word is that the Nixons and the Eisenhower families will join to eat the same turkey and trimmings as all the rest of the people in the hospital, all the same food. But you know, I'll bet somebody figures out how to give the president-elect just a little extra helping of dressing. Strong earthquake apparently somewhere in Central America recorded on the University of California seismographs at Berkeley, 6.2 on the Richter scale, strong enough to cause damage in a populated area. Beatle John Lennon was fined $360 in London today for possessing marijuana. But charges of possessing marijuana and obstructing the police were dismissed against John Lennon's girlfriend, Miss Yoko Ono. London police used police dogs to sniff out the marijuana in the apartment shared by Miss Ono and John Lennon. If you're worried about the talk that some air controllers might slow down air traffic by going by the book this weekend, federal officials say that they've been assured that any airline delays during the holidays will be due to heavy traffic and not a slowdown. Today's nomination for the unkindest thief. It happened in Nampa, Idaho. Somebody broke into the home of Thomas Farris and they stole just one thing. The Thanksgiving turkey. Now page two.
Try a pack of new Schick Kronachrome blades in your Schick injector or double-edged razor. All you've got to lose is your beard. Put these blades through a real workout and you'll soon find out that something good has happened here. The secret? Schick Kronachrome blades have a pure chromium edge. And they're the only ones that do. Now, you'd better believe it. Now, it's no secret to you that chromium resists corrosion more effectively. And corrosion is a blade's worst enemy. That's the culprit that makes blades rough and pitted and ends a blade's life before its time. Schick Kronachrome blades deliver more shaves and more comfortable shaves because only Schick has the pure chromium edge. Buy a pack of Schick Kronachrome, double edge or injector. All you feel is good.
South Vietnam's spokesman in Paris says that just because South Vietnam says it will come to the Paris peace meetings, that does not mean it will accept peace at any price. Nguyen Van An says it will be a durable and internationally guaranteed peace treaty or no peace at all. London stock market, firm today. Gains on a wide front in the industrials. Gold shares irregular, slightly easier. Wall Street is closed today because of Thanksgiving, but will be open tomorrow. In Los Angeles, the trial of the man accused of killing Robert Kennedy may be postponed until after Christmas. Defense attorney Russell Parsons sent a note to the judge asking for a hearing on a motion of continuance. It did not say why. You remember the old story about for want of a nail, a shoe was lost? And it wound up with a whole army losing a war. Well, they've been having blackouts in the town of Fowrage, England. They finally figured out why. Seems there's a horse around that town, a horse that everybody knows. Name is Bob, a sprightly 28-year-old horse. Naturally, at that age, pulling a cart sometimes gives him an itchy back. Bob solved that problem. He itched his back by scratching it against a power pole. That caused the transformer to blow out. And that blacked out the whole village of Fowridge, knocked out electricity for miles around. So you see, for want of a back scratcher, a village was lost. For Paul Harvey, this is Art Van Horn.
Paul Harvey, news and comment with Art Van Horn has been brought to you by new Schick Kronachrome blades for new shaving comfort beyond super stainless.
You know, a dollar still goes a long way. In fact, it'll go almost 900 miles on Delta Airlines. That's right, 900 miles on a Delta jet for a dollar. Delta calls it the Big Dollar Triangle trip to California. Here's how it works. Instead of flying directly to and from Los Angeles or San Francisco, let Delta treat you to New Orleans either going or returning. Either way, your New Orleans stopover is just $1 more than the regular round-trip tourist fare between Chicago and California. And you can take up to 17 days to complete Delta's Big Dollar Triangle trip. Family plan applies, too. Yes, a dollar still goes a long way, the Delta way. On your next trip to Los Angeles or San Francisco, why not plan to visit fascinating New Orleans, too? Remember, a dollar will do it on Delta. For details, call Delta or see your travel agent and tell him Delta sent you.
The Don McNeil Show on the American Entertainment Radio Network.
Since the turkey has become as much a part of our Thanksgiving observance as the story of Plymouth Rock, we're going to find out something about this festive bird today. I think Stubby probably knows about as little as anyone on the subject, so we'll ask him.
Well, Don, I do know that the turkey production is a real big business in America, and the farmers raise nearly 2 million turkeys a year now compared to about 66 million 10 years ago. They've come quite a way.
Where would you say most of the turkeys are found?
Well, you may recall, Don, I played the Rockingham County Fair in Virginia this past summer. And in Rockingham County, Virginia, is the number one turkey-producing county in the country.
Probably some of those people down there never thought they'd seen a turkey until they saw your show.
I wish you'd never said it.
I wish I had.
Don, it's terrible.
I didn't.
But it did shake them up.
Yes.
You know, a turkey is not the easiest animal to raise. The big birds must be pampered as well as fed.
I understand a turkey's IQ is not too high. Is this right?
Oh, this is true. Turkeys often wander aimlessly in a downpour and catch pneumonia simply because they can't find the poultry house that they've been going in and out day in and day out. And if a newly hatched turkey were not taught to eat, it would starve.
Is that right?
That's right.
I understand you could even stampede the flock of turkey by a piece of paper fluttering in the wind, or a sonic boom will really get them. And this probably could be a costly loss to a farmer.
It certainly can. They actually stampede like cattle and so forth, and it can be very costly. The turkey farmers, of course, have made great strides in the business. They've developed this small turkey that a lot of people use today. They call the midget turkey with a lot of white meat.
Yeah.
And turkeys weighing 70 pounds have been raised, and they say that they're going right on up to 100 pounds
for
these birds.
Wow.
And getting to this size, the breeders foresee turkey steaks, you know, and turkey roasts and turkey chops for the dinners, dinner tables the year round now.
Yeah. Well, I think most people have turkey every so often and probably say to themselves, why don't we have it more often?
I do, every year. Yeah. I think it's a great taste treat. But I'll tell you one thing, Don. If you'll invite Sam and me over to your house for your big turkey dinner, we'll eliminate one of your big problems.
What's that?
Leftover.
Yeah, I'm sure. it's pretty interesting stuff there about turkeys.
Yeah.
Stuff that I didn't know before. Yeah. So, while you still can, before you eat, why don't you march, right?
We'll be right back.
horses make America proud of you, a march you've heard many, many times on the Breakfast Club over the course of the years. And among the marchers were a couple of stewardesses. And I notice here we have a little section on the cards that they filled out. It says, do you have a pet peeve? And one of them wrote that her pet peeve was when people say, what airline do you fly for?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what airline do you fly for?
We don't fly.
What do you do?
Oh, we work on the train, which is, I think, a dying art to most people.
Train, what's that?
Well, it's a railroad. It's really a railroad train. A big, nice, long, luxurious railroad train that still runs across country.
Yeah, that's so true. And as there become less and less of those in the passenger category, I think people who take them enjoy them more and more. It's getting to be a real novelty now, isn't it?
It really is. People are really amazed when they get on this train. They say, gee, there still is one, and it's nice.
Yeah? What's your name?
My name is Ann Smith.
And your friend there is Miss...
Carol Blockus.
Where are you from, Carol?
From Bremerton, Washington.
Oh, are you? You've done a bit of traveling, huh?
Yes, I have.
Where have you been?
Well, I spent about 2 years in Europe, and I traveled 23 countries while I was over there. I worked in Hamburg, Germany for a while.
What did you do?
I was a correspondent for a German shipbroker.
Uh-huh. And now you are a stewardess on an airline.
No, on the railroad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, it's nice to have you both here with us.
Can't you see him coming up to you and say, coffee, tea, or diesel oil?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, we're getting quite a few things here that we didn't know before. And here's Kathy Taylor. Something with my little Mexican friend, Chico Lopez. Are you here, Chico?
Si.
Want to check something I heard about turkeys to see if it's...
So?
Is it true that the turkey originally came from your country?
Si.
Of course, that country is...
Mexico.
I see. You don't say Mexico.
No, si. He.
Okay. I'm told the turkey was brought to this country by the Indians.
Si.
I suppose you know which tribe.
Sioux.
Actually, the turkey is a member of the pheasant family.
Si.
That's pheasant spelled with a...
Si.
And they're really not tame. They're half wild.
Si.
In fact, they're excitable. They scare very easily.
Li.
But the turkey is still the traditional Thanksgiving treat, no matter what you...
Si.
Did you know that you can tell the age of the turkey by the teeth?
Si.
Not the teeth in the turkey, the teeth in...
Me.
And speaking of teeth, listen to this.
Would you believe I haven't had a date since August? And not a single likely prospect in sight? My stardust was all turning into salt. Then I discovered Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, suddenly I'm popular, the bell of the ball. My phone just won't stop ringing, but I don't mind at all. Hello, George and Jim and Frank, believe me, it's for real. New Ultra Bright, give your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Hey, I got something for you. I bet you didn't know. It's possible. Have you ever heard a computer play music? A computer?
No.
Stick with me for the next few minutes. All You're going to hear a song played by IBM 7090 computer and digital to sound transducer. That's right.
Really?
Now, this, maybe this is the way they'll introduce records in the years to come, you know? After all, the process of composing music on and for the computer and the transducer is highly complex, I'm told, and even if I told you, I would not understand it myself. They'd say that any sound can be described mathematically by a sequence of numbers. That sounds logical. The composer thus begins by determining what numbers specify the particular sounds in which he's interested. These numbers are then punched on IBM cards. The cards are fed into the computer, and the digits recorded in the memory of the machine. And the computer is thus able to generate limitless sounds depending on the instructions given it by the composer. And the composer, instead of writing the score in notes, programs his music by punching a second set of IBM cards, which, when fed into the computer, cause it to register on tape certain sounds from its vast storehouse. Now, if you all understand that, will you please explain it to me sometime? All right, but here, let me show you. We have a recording made by a computer. So let's listen to this. Now, remember, there are no musical instruments involved in this sound. Listen. That's a computer.
Is that a wild sound?
Isn't it?
Sounds a little like an electric piano or something, doesn't it?
Sounds like another one of your pupils.
Yeah,
like
could be.
One thing about that, though, Don, a computer, you know, may be able to reproduce a musical sound, but I'm not worried because I don't think a computer could sing or anything like that.
Well, I must differ with you there, because that's what I was going to play next, Bob.
Computer sings?
Here's a computer that's been programmed to sing. Now, remember, there are no human voices connected with this machine. Listen.
Stylish marriage, I had to afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Unfortunately, that's not too bad.
Perfect pitch, I guess. There's no doubt about that. But then I hasn't got the tone and the warmth of a Bob Newkirk. But
that's
at least
true.
You could set the computer so it wouldn't talk about itself. That you could do.
You can't do that about me.
It'll never dress like Bob Newkirk.
No, that's true. You never saw a computer dressed in a Nehru.
Not lately. I've seen him in Edwardians.
Of course.
But not Nehru.
Stay tuned to Don McNeil in the Clouds Room from the Allerton Hotel in Chicago.
Measurin and I would have a surprise for you. All right, pencils ready? Well, here it comes. Remember I said Measurin is the first pain reliever with a built-in second dose because each tablet contains twice the regular amount of aspirin. Some goes to work right away, some later on. Thanks to that built-in second dose, you take Measurin just once every 8 hours instead of every four. Take it at bedtime, and that second dose releases while you sleep. And come morning, it helps you wake without stiffness from arthritis and other aches and pains. All right, the surprise. To prove how good Measurin is, you'll be paid to try it. You'll get back the full price of a 12-tablet bottle. Simply send in your empty Measurin carton with your name and address, and you'll receive 40 cents in cash, enough to cover the full price of that 12-tablet bottle. Or if you buy the larger size, it'll be like getting 40 cents off. Send the carton to Measurin, care of Don McNeil, Box 50A, Mount Vernon, New York, 10556. Too fast for you? All right. That is Measurin, care of Don McNeil, Box 50A, Mount Vernon, New York, 10556. So, on this Thanksgiving Day, what have we got to be thankful for, Ed McKean?
Well, sir, I'll tell you, I'm very grateful and thankful for my dear little wife, because she puts up with an awful lot with me. You know, I do a lot of writing, and I get my best ideas in the middle of the night. I wake up with a great idea, so I jump out of bed and start writing things down, and she gets up and reads what I'm writing, and she gets to laughing so hard she can't get back to sleep. Now, that's a lot for a woman to live through. And, frankly, I'm a little worried about her, too.
Yes, I would say she's easily amused.
Yes. I'm a little worried about her because I read something in the paper. I read down in Hallandale, Florida, the city commission was trying to draft an ordinance to ban hippie hangouts. And they couldn't decide, actually, in the meeting what a hippie actually is. And finally they argued around. One commissioner said, look, this is it. This is the definition. A hippie is an oddball with bare feet, sloppy-looking clothes, topped by a mop of long, unkempt hair. Now, you know why I'm worried? That's a picture of my wife at breakfast.
Oh, don't go home today.
And his wife laughs at his stuff? This woman must be a living saint. Sam, what are you thankful
for? If I may be serious for a second, I think I can. I'm very thankful that most of the family, all of us, have our good health, and the boys have their nice education. And another thing I'm thankful for is that this year I'm going to save a little money. We're not having a turkey this year, because I found out in the neighborhood where I live, that there's more pigeons fly around than there are turkeys. So we're going to have pigeon this year. And I've got the recipe all planned to cook it. You put it in an oven about 400 degrees, and every 10 minutes you baste it generously with Napoleon brandy and white wine. And at the end of 6 hours, you remove the pigeon and you put it in the garbage can, and that gravy is delicious.
Yeah, boy. Can't beat that gravy. All right. How about you, Kathy?
Well, I mentioned some things earlier, but I thought of another thing. I spoke to a man at our church group who escaped from East Berlin, he and his mother. And I'm thankful that we live in a free country. And this to me means a lot. It's a wonderful thing.
How about you, Bob?
Well, I'm thankful I'm not eating over at Sam's house for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. You don't know what's good.
I'm not thrilled with pigeon, but I'm sincerely thankful for what's happened in my life. The good Lord's been very good to me up till now, and the prospects for the future, career-wise, I'm very much thankful for my lovely wife, my two lovely daughters. I've been blessed with good health, and they have been blessed with good health. And I think that when you have your health, you have almost everything, and I think that you don't have to go into hospitals to find that out. I'm sure everybody is indirectly has relatives and friends that have been afflicted with very terrible diseases, and so when you do have your health, you can be thankful every morning. I'm thankful not just Thanksgiving Day. I have this Thanksgiving spirit, at least I try to every day of my life when I wake up, and there's a new day, and just like Ed said, just remember today is the first day of, you know, of the rest of your life, and I think everybody, if you look at it that way, you can make a lot out of your life rather than, you know, belly aching all the time. I don't think anybody, I don't care, it can always be worse, and I don't think anybody really has the right or the privilege to bellyache about anything, because, you know, when you're alive, when you think of the alternative, you know?
Yeah. All right. How about you, Stubby?
Well, Don, I'm thankful for our wonderful listeners out there that invite us into their homes every day, and we're a guest in their homes, and I hope that we entertain them. And I'm thankful for my family, and I have a wonderful family. And there's so many things, Don. Let me say I'm thankful for the many blessings that have been bestowed upon me.
All right, after Bob sings, tell you what I'm thankful for.
I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Flores, take my order, please. We had a sip.
Yes, sir, and I think all of us should be most thankful for the outdoors where we can admire God's handiwork any day. You just want to go around and take a quick look. And also for friends. I'm always thankful for the fact that after all these years with you, I can go anywhere and be among friends. This is a wonderful, wonderful feeling to have. The idea of trying to make a neighborhood of the nation, and through the Armed Forces Radio, actually a neighborhood of the world for all these years, has been most, most satisfying. And for that, I am always truly thankful. Till we see you tomorrow, have a good Thanksgiving Day. Don McNeil, the gang, say so long, and be good to your neighbor.
The Don McNeil Show came to you from the Clouds Room atop the Hotel Allerton in Chicago. This program is heard overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service, as well as this American Entertainment Radio Network.